नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय try to give you a message to take home with, a message imparting, which will hopefully inspire you. So kindly listen attentively. Shrimatam
Shrimatam
Makata
Krishna
Punya Shramana
Punya Shramana
Yetana Yantasto
Yavadrani
Vigunoti
Suritsatam
Simvatam Svakata Krishna
Simvatam Svakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Yantasto Shabatani
Yantasto Shabatani
Vidhunoti Suritsatam
Vidhunoti Suritsatam
Srimvatam Svakata Krishna
Srimvatam Svakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Yantasto Vyavratani
Yantasto Vyavratani
Vidhunoti Suritsatam
Vidhunoti Suritsatam
Srimvatam Svakata Krishna
Srimvatam Svakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidunati Supritsatam
Vidunati Supritsatam Srimvatam Svakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidunoti Suritsatam
Vidunoti Suritsatam
Srimvatam Svakata Krishna
Srimvatam Svakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidunoti Sukritsatam
Vidunoti Sukritsatam
Matajis, please.
Srimadam Svakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Punya Shravana Kirtana
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidyanta Stotya Badrani
Vidunoti Suritsatam
Vidunoti Suritsatam
Srimadam
Srimadam
who have developed the urge to hear the message of.
His own words.
Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Punya,
virtues.
Savana,
hearing.
Kirtana, chanting. Vidyantastaha, within one's heart.
Certainly.
Desire to enjoy metta. Vidunoti, benefactor.
Satana,
of the truthful. Translation. See, Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So the text says, when Krishna becomes aware of a devotee who is very eager to hear about him, he is cleaning of all the things, the avadrani, the obstacles, the desires to enjoy personally, from the core of the heart. He removes that. Purport. Messages of the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna are different from him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Shikshanastaka, declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotees of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord Himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial. And it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. Chanting this verse.
Shrinvata svakata Krishna,
Shrinvata svakata Krishna,
Pundya shravana kirtana,
Pundya shravana kirtana,
Vidyantasto shabadani,
Vidyantasto shabadani,
Vidhunoti surit satam,
Vidhunoti surit satam.
The English translation again. See Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and enchanted.
Say the very same thing
but probably in a way you won't expect it. One of the typical arguments we give against not matter but materialism is that it is hackneyed repetition. How do you say hackneyed now? Hackneyed repetition. Dosadna. Hackneyed, right? Okay, doesn't matter. Dosadno ponavljanje. And that in due course of time, because of this repetition, becomes boring. But in Krishna consciousness, we repeat a lot of things, a lot. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hopefully. hopefully we repeat it all the time. And one can have the same hackneyed, boring, repeating experience. I personally never thought that the repetition argument is a very powerful argument against materialism. And so I was forced to think, what makes things therefore not boring but rather interesting? If one comes to literally love something that one does, thank you. Sorry. Appreciate it. If one comes to love what one does, that thing, even though it might be boring and repeating, even though it might be repetitious, is not boring. As a matter of fact, love seeks repetition. Like in the relationships. An inconsistent relationship tends to fall apart. However, the question is, what makes sense to love? What does make sense to love? If we merely follow our heart, we can come to love stupid things. You might have seen that cartoon. There's the personality of the brain. Then there's the personality of the heart. And the personality of the heart has bandages all over its body. Plaster. And the brain is telling the heart, I told you. So one can come to love stupid things. But the problem with stupid things is that they don't lead to a good destination. Neither they're philosophically consistent, neither do they produce a lasting love. And then that very love comes into question, is that really love? So Krishna consciousness makes sense. And that is why we place our hearts, our desires, our aspirations into Krishna consciousness. Now we may ask ourselves, what makes one love activities of Krishna consciousness?
more a soul is covered by the three modes of the material nature, less that soul is interested in Krishna consciousness. Less such a soul finds the activities of Krishna consciousness attractive, and exit becomes more more attractive. The other thing that makes Srila Prabhupada points this out, you have one event, an unpleasant event has taken place, and two different people have experienced the same event. One person says, oh my goodness, life is so nasty. There is no God. And the other one says, oh my goodness, life is so nasty, let me surrender to God. Very same event. So the question is, what makes one person turn that way and the other one the other way? And Srila Prabhupada says, that's because the one that has turned towards Krishna is a pious soul. And specifically, bhaktyonmukhi pious soul. Bhaktyonmukhi. In other words, soul that is pious specifically due to bhakti activities. Now today's verse says that the very activities of shravanam and kirtanam, etc., hearing and chanting about Krishna, are pious in themselves. And they create this piety, bhakti piety, in the heart of the chanter and the hearer. And so more one does this, more one actually wants Krishna and Krishna consciousness. And as the desire in the heart of the devotee arises for Krishna, then Krishna within the heart removes apadras, the not good things. But what if we just cannot hear and chant? Or at least not enough. Don't raise your hands. I'll just ask the question. How many of you? Don't raise your hands. Just answer it to yourself. How many of you regularly quality hear and chant? Shravanam and Kirtan. Not that many. I mean, many, but we're never satisfied. So we say, not that many. So what should one do if one, at least intellectually, somewhere wants to be a devotee, wants to engage in regular shravanam and kirtanam, but dharma just does not have the taste? It seems like everything else has precedence for its time. Then we look at the verse before, as Srila Prabhupada pointed out in his commentary to this verse. Then we should try to serve the Mahatma, the great soul. All of the devotees are great souls, and among them some are really great. And some, like Srila Prabhupada, are just amazingly great. And Srila Prabhupada left to us a large mission through which we can serve Him and therefore serve Krishna and be pulled into the world of Krishna consciousness. And this is a really large mission. within which nearly everything has to be done. Whether you're a carpenter, a parent, a business person, no matter what your skills are, these skills can be and ideally should be used in the fulfilling of this awesome mission. The books need to be distributed. Srila Prabhupada really, really liked this. Any full-time book distributors with us this morning? Just one. You're saving our souls.
Two.
You should sit here in the VIP spot. Thank you. Any part-time book distributors? Thank you. There are a billion ways to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. I was the lousiest book distributor in the Arieka temple. I was so bad, they kicked me off the party. But somehow Radha Krishna gave me an idea where I got the book sponsored, and then in the next 7 years I was distributing way more books than all of the Arieka temple together. Never met a person. So God gave us a good head on our shoulders, so might as well use it. There are other things to do too, and this is the last thing because I should hand over to Maharaj. From the raising of the children to the building of buildings and building of communities, there's so many things to do. Yesterday I heard an amazing plan by a devotee. It's a business plan. I shouldn't really talk business here, but just to give you a clue how you can use your brains to serve this mission. Instead of giving your Lakshmi to the modern corporations, which are more or less nasty, in Croatia there's a corporation shamelessly called Konzum. Consume. And to sell your product there, they keep 30% of whatever the product is sold for. And so this devotee thought, why don't all devotees get together and just buy straight from the what do you call it, not producers, but wholesale, but avoid the middleman, and in this way create a devotee business, keep the Lakshmi within the society and use the Lakshmi for other things. Okay, enough of business. I hope that wasn't a message from my side. But the message is, if I can summarize again, the theme of the verse is that the Shravanam and Kirtanam are pious in and of themselves. And they cleanse the heart. In which way? By our sincerity of hearing and chanting Krishna within the heart, cleanses the heart from the unwanted, not wanted things, mundane things in the heart. But if we cannot do this, then we return to the verse before. By serving the Mahatmas, we gain the taste for hearing and chanting. Our desire to attain Krishna increases. And Srila Prabhupada very mercifully left a very large mission for us to fulfill. That's not a burden, that's an amazing opportunity. Om Tat Sat.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I very much appreciated your cartoon. not your cartoon, but when you said that there were the two personalities, remember? The personality of the heart, all bandaged and plastered. Many accidents had happened. And then the personality of the brain. I told you so. And Maharaj said we should invest our love in the things which make sense. And he said, although usually we find repetition boring, when we love something, then that calls for repetition. Remember, we want to do it again, like eating. We eat again and again. And other expressions of more emotional love, yes, they call for repetition. So invest your love in what is very beneficial for you. And then repeat it again and again. That is the Shravanam and Kirtanam. Thank you very much, Maharaj. I would like to also say a few things on this subject matter. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vrachayane Vidvishesha Shunyavani Ashtadhyayeshane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Hare Krishna Srivasati Gaura Vaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about the great gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the same way in which Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami speaks about it. He says the great gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he brought the tree of love of Godhead into this world. On this tree there is a divine fruit which is Krishna Prema. This Krishna Prema, or love for Krishna, is so wonderful that even a small drop of it, just a small, small, small drop of it, can totally satisfy the soul. There is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela something there. This is where he actually brought a tree which one could see and the fruits which one could taste, and it showed that he is actually capable to also bring the tree of love of Godhead to us. It happened once that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did a kirtan, and it was like all his kirtans really, a very, very lively and enthusing kirtan. This morning we had a kirtan like this. We were really dancing and sweating and flying. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan went on for 3 days and nights. Three. Imagine we would have continued here for 3 days and 3 nights. I don't know. At the end, there might have been only three devotees left chanting and dancing. So after 3 days, the devotees felt really exhausted. One of my god brothers, His Holiness Shiva Ramaraj, said, to really join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body movement, you need a spiritual body. For 3 days and nights, they were chanting. And at the end, it was 3 days and three nights. So the devotees were exhausted, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed this, stopped his kirtan and said, okay, what would you like to have? And what would you like to eat? And the devotees, they could only think of one thing. Mangoes. Please give us mangoes. But it was not the mango season. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, bring me a mango pit. Is it called pit in English? The mango pit. Now you find mango pits in Bengal always by the roadside where the jackals go because Bengalis like mangoes. I mean, everyone likes mangoes, and after eating them, spit the pit on the roadside. So they found a pit. They brought it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was really dry and lifeless. Mahaprabhu took the pit. It was in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit at that time. And he planted the pit into the ground, and immediately a wonderful tree grew with very nice mangoes. They were the size of a child's head. They were very sweet and had they had no skin, I guess. A little skin must have been, or they were fertile, so no skin. And one mango could be eaten and drunken at the same time. You know, they're really, really sweet and tasty, it's possible, and could fulfill that need of one person completely. I heard that this mango tree stayed one entire year in the courtyard of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and the devotees took the fruits. They came again and again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed these fruits to the devotees, and the devotees became strengthened, enlivened, and strong by this fruit. Now the wonderful thing is that this is not just a pastime which took place for 1 year in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit. It said afterwards the mango tree disappeared. No, the wonderful thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his great mercy, gave seeds, the seeds of bhakti, to every one of us. And upon receiving this seed from Srila Prabhupada and from the devotees, we can plant this seed in our heart where it takes root. And then another tree, the tree of bhakti, grows in our heart. It grows and grows and grows until it reaches the lotus feet of Krishna. For that, it has to pass all the planetary systems, it has to pierce through the layer of the universe and come to Krishna's lotus feet. And then it produces this fruit, the fruit of love of Godhead. Every one of us is supposed, upon receiving this seed, to culture and nurture it so that it can grow. And the way we should culture and nurture and nourish it is by Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing about Krishna from the Bhagavatam, and Kirtanam, singing the glories of Krishna. in Kirtan. This is what helps us to develop our own tree, our own bhakti tree, and help us to harvest the fruits. When I was young, I had a very wise grandfather. Some of you know I ran away from school because it was too boring, but I was trained by my grandfather, who was a philosopher, and he knew, I mean, no one knows everything, but we felt in the family, Grandfather Gustav knows everything. And he gave me, he tutored me and helped me to grow up, and he gave me books to read and so on. And so once my grandfather, who saw that I was becoming a little irresponsible in life, wanted to teach me a lesson. And he took me into his garden. He said, "When you were born, I planted this tree." He showed me a tree. It was a little, not up to the ceiling, a little shorter than the ceiling. It was an apple tree, and Boskop apple. I only know the German name of this apple. He said, "Now you are 16 years old. I have taken care of this tree, but it is your tree. It's the tree of your life. It was planted when you were born in," and he gave my birth date. "So now I'm an old man, and you will have to take care of this tree." It was a responsibility, and I lived close to my grandfather's house, and I worked for some time. But one summer, I remember, there were so many interesting concerts, so many interesting places to visit. I just forgot totally about the tree. So one day, I received a phone call, and on the phone was Grandfather Gustav, and he said very strongly, "Come immediately." "Why?" I said, "I have planned this day differently." "Come immediately." And then the telephone was on the receiver. Oh my God, I have to come to the old. The old man, and he's angry at me, and he's 2 meters tall. Now I'm really in trouble. But if I don't come, I'm more in trouble. So I better come. So I came on my red bicycle and said, "It's me, I'm here. What did I do wrong?" He didn't speak. He said, "Come." He took me to the garden, and then I already knew, I have a trouble now. And he brought me to my tree of life, my Boskop tree. He said, "Do you notice something?" The tree was dry. There was no water. I mean, it was not dried up, but it was the brown summer. It was a young tree. The branches was hanging, the leaves there a little bit. They were not in full strength. "Yes, I noticed something. It's your tree. If you don't take care of it, it will die. In the same way, it's your life. If you don't take responsibility and waste your life on concerts, rock and roll, and everything else you should do only in moderate amounts, then you destroy everything. Take the water and never forget this lesson." You know, when Gustav wanted to make a point, He really made a point, and I've not forgotten it up to this day. Later I learned that we have been given a seed which we have to cultivate, and we have to take care. It's our responsibility. If we don't do the shravanam and kirtanam, or the nourishing of the seed of bhakti, which will make it into a tree, no one will do it for us. If we don't hear Krishna's holy name and the Bhagavatam, and if we don't do kirtan, my dear devotees, our bhakti lata beach, our bhakti will dry out. There are too many devotees in South East Europe whose bhakti lata, whose tree of bhakti is very dry, is in a very dangerous position. Like our Maharaj has said in his very polite way, check your heart. How good is your hearing and chanting every day? Here's a reminder to do some introspection. I would like to also remind you of the same message of our Maharaj. And you will need to take care of your tree. This is a very serious business. When you do take care, you are brilliant, like Prabhupada said. Our devotees chant and dance, and they are very happy. They look as if they come from Vaikuntha. If you don't take care of it, Prabhu's maladies, you look covered. And there will be covering of the gunas again and again. A very ordinary life. You are meant for an extraordinary life. You are born from nectar. You are Krishna's part and parcel. You deserve an extraordinary life because you are now aware of it. But it will only happen if you water the seed. And it's so nice. It's so nice to read and chant. Yes, in the beginning, and maybe when you have no taste, a little effort is required. Yes, we have to talk. It's a little effort. Oh, you know, sit down and chant. Oh, that's a good TV program now. And I should sit down and chant, and I know what happens. I always eat too much, so therefore I will sleep when I chant. Never fall asleep. There's no ukos, no taste for me. If you do it again and again, you will get the taste, my dear devotees. You will break through the wall of your conditioning by the mercy of Krishna. Because this is what in this verse is said, which has disappeared from him, but I can remember it. The verse says, when you want to just do it, when you develop the urge, I should do it, and you do it, Krishna personally helps, and he will break the wall in your heart. He will remove the abadranis, the things. I think we have, some of you have experienced already. No, yes. When you chant, and in the beginning you do not appreciate it, but you nevertheless do it with some taste, all of a sudden the taste came. Why? Because Krishna helped to remove. And as Maharaj said, when you find yourself lacking taste, just go to the devotees like a beggar who goes to rich grihasthas. Go to the devotees who have some taste, and then serve them, serve the mission of pure devotee. And Karavakarana Maharaj expressed it very nicely. He said, we are chanting, but we have unfortunately sometimes not so much taste. So we come to a wall where we can't move on. Like this. And it gets tough. At that moment, if we have done seva, seva to devotees, the seva catches up with us, and the seva helps to break down the wall. This I thought was very nice point, which Maharaj made in the German Kirtan Mela in Kulakadam. That the service will help you to overcome this. So, simple message. We are really on time. This is good. Simple message. Please, my dear devotees, you have been given something precious in your life. It's a seed of bhakti. You now please nourish it with the simple program of hearing and chanting combined with seva to the pure devotee and sveti vidi ureru. Everything will be wonderful in your spiritual life and we will form a wonderful community. I saw this yesterday. I was on the stage with the children and I looked and oh, it was so many devotees sitting everywhere. So such a diversity of devotees. There were the very strict brahmacharis, there were the children, there were the young people who appreciated artful expressions. There were the mothers, there were even, I saw many dogs who had taken shelter in our community. Have you noted? One husky dog and two hunting dogs. They were very expensive dogs. I think they were abolished by people here. But so many dogs have taken shelter. One bird is flying here and is not flying away. He is appreciating the devotees. So it was a very diversified community. going from the young to the old, the super strict and the super loose. Everything was available. The dogs and the birds and the horse flies and so on. And for all of you, Hare Krishna, Sludhati, for all of you, the message is the same. Chant and hear wherever you are. Just chant and hear, and slowly the avadranis, the things which are not good, will go. But chant and hear. Chant and hear. Just take this with you and serve the devotees and avoid committing offenses against devotees. We will have to control our Balkane temperament, which is sometimes very hot emotionally, and then we say and do things which are not in our spiritual interest. And we must do this. Dobro. Now, enough words. So, I think it's too good to just stop and say, let's go. We can take two questions, one for, we can share the questions between us. So, please, if there are questions on the subject, please. Yes, it's difficult now to choose. We will maybe take one male person, one our bhakti. So, yes. You can speak in Croatian. Please give him the microphone because we understand.
U prevodu stiha je rečeno ako se pravilno slušaju majke i pa ako može napraviti da kaže nešto na pitanje šta znači pravilno slušaju majke.
In the translation of the verse it was said that his words have to be words that Krishna have to be listened properly. this word properly, so you can comment on that particular point.
Yes, this is a very good question for intelligent Maharaj.
You understood the question? Yes, properly.
This divine phenomenon, Krishna's name, is amazing in many ways and sometimes difficult to comprehend. On one hand, it is stated that even if one super neglectfully pronounces the name of Krishna, one gets immeasurable benefit. Not even that, but even if the syllables are broken up to where one syllable of Krishna's name is found in one word and the rest of syllables in some other words, still one will get immeasurable benefit. On the other side of the scale, we have other kinds of statements. Bahu janma koti adi shravanam kirtanam tanu. Bahu janma koti adi shravanam kirtanam tabu tanapaya krishna pade prema. That one may be reciting, calling out to Krishna for billions of lifetimes and not get Krishna prema. Srila Prabhupada explains this in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, in the prayers of Queen Kunti, that what's required is the quality of chanting. You asked the question, right? That it is the quality of chanting. And very specifically, Srila Prabhupada says that one should be not necessarily avoiding offenses to the holy name, as they're listed in, what's the Purana?
Padma
Purana. But rather that one should try wholeheartedly, with full effort, try to avoid these offenses. And so that will make the quality change. And that is called proper chanting. We may not be pure devotees so that the pure name comes out of our hearts, but we should be pure devotees at least by intention. And that will make the chanting quality chanting, or as stated here, proper chanting.
A wonderful question, thank you. Yes, Bhakti TV.
One question is connected to the Mahārāja said that when nasty things happen, one person turns towards God and the other turns back to God. And sometimes between the devotees there are some, I would say, misconceptions, and I would like to hear your opinion about this. When we see that pure devotees, heavy things happen, like disease, some accidents, or whatever. Also, heavy things happen to them, not only to grihasthas, how to say. And then devotees think, thank you, but I'm not going to surrender anymore, because who knows what is going to happen to me. I mean, it's heavy life in there. Already, it's enough. And could you say something how to overcome this?
Hare Krishna, thank you. I remember a lecture of Srila Prabhupada where he said the non-devotee will say, show me Krishna, where is Krishna? And the devotee says, show me where Krishna is not present. You know, why do the two see the world, the same world, but one sees Krishna everywhere, the other sees Krishna nowhere? We want an answer. We have to turn to the confrontation between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. At the end, Hiranyakashipu said to Prahlad, "You always speak of God, but where is He?" And the Lord, Prahlad said, "He's everywhere." Then Hiranyakashipu said, "This is very abstract. Where is He? Is He in that pillar over there?" Prahlad looked at the pillar and said, "He saw the face of the Lord for a moment." And he said, "Da da 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 da." And Hiranyakashipu said, "Nonsense! For him it was a pillar because he had no eyes of devotion. He cannot see the Lord with material eyes." And he then said, let the Lord protect you now. I want to see how He protects you." He took his sword and wanted to behead his own son. So at that moment, there was a cracking sound in the pillar. It was so loud that the whole universe became afraid. What was that sound? And then, so we are somewhere, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad, we are somewhere between. Sometimes we may lean to one side a little bit more, but sometimes to the other. I was charmed when I read this. We are somewhere in between. You know, the only thing to really recognize Krishna is you must make advancement in devotion and there is a process to do this. You start with a little faith, then you go and have sadhu sangha, you have association, and then you do vajana kriya, you do your spiritual life, and then you will be really able to see a world with Krishna. I want to repeat Mr. Pascal, a good theistic philosopher. He said, "Some say there is no God, and others say there is God." So it's very difficult to convince those who don't believe in God that there is God. Many arguments can be given. But there's one argument which always works. When you live your life with God, you are more happy. So why not invest the theoretical faith that everything is under Krishna's control? You will live a more spiritual life, a more happy life, and you will, after some time, realize it. As far as the heaviness, Bhakti Devi, about which you talked, and which one is sometimes afraid of, is when you live a Krishna-conscious life, a very Krishna-conscious life, yes, there are sufferings, but Krishna gives you the inner strength to not experience the suffering. It is the devotees who are suffering out externally, they do not experience it the same way. When you are really Krishna conscious, Krishna protects your mind and heart. I have seen in Ukraine, I will finish with this, devotees have left the war zone because it became impossible. The houses were shelled, and shelled means bombed, and so on. But after some time, they came back. And one visitor asked them, you came back into the war zone and you do your chanting here in the war zone, why? And the devotee said, we feel we can more take shelter in Krishna. And taking shelter in Krishna and living a Krishna conscious life is so much better than living a life in material comfort with this distressing and frustrating. They have this experience in the Ukraine. I think if you ask the devotees who stayed in Bosnia during the war, and did Food for Life and book distribution, they also will tell you these were the best times in our life because they took shelter in Krishna. The problem is we say we take shelter in Krishna, but it is something theoretical. When we practically take shelter in Krishna, it is wonderful. For every Hare Krishna which you take, they say, the Lord says two times, I'm here. When you take shelter in Krishna. Thank you all very much. We wish you, both of us wish you a very wonderful year now. We hope that you come back to the Pushka Gauranga camp very energized. Kishore, please tell Madhva that he may have to make some announcements. You can come fully energized back, and I think this time it worked. Last Pushka Gauranga camp, devotees requested you to bring guests and friends. This time we are more than ever before, except when His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj came. That one year where many devotees came from all over Europe to participate. So please somehow bring more devotees, maybe bridge to your Bhakti Sangha in a way that you can bring more devotees and more friends so that we have Pushka Gauranga forever, wherever it will take place. All the best. Hare Krishna, and people just here. Okay, you can take maybe this.